the show is to see who is going to be the next digital pop star. A digital pop star is just purely about your talent and not how you look. The singers basically create their fantasy pop star version of themselves.
Do you identify as emo?
I guess my avatar kind of does.
The singers are backstage and their performance is being captured, then mapped onto their avatar, who is on the stage performing for us.
What?
It's super wild. I mean, it's cutting edge technology, something that couldn't have been done before now.
People always judge me by the way I look, but being different is exactly what makes me special.
Like, I know a lot of people who feel a lot more accepted in the digital realm. I know I do. The premiere night is going to be awesome. Masked Singer and then Alter Ego. You guys have to tune in. Well, you don't have to, but it would be nice.
Well, we did it. We made it through September. Are you sick of 9/11 talk yet? Well, if you're not, sign up for the... I'm hitting you with it right off the jump. Sign up for the Patreon, the Rockfin, or the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section, because I got a fifth episode of 9/11 conspiracy theories. Yes, but it's only for the bonus. It's only for the supporters. It's a bonus show. Because as you know, I do bonus shows for the people that support me on the paid-for feeds, where you get no ads, early access, and all the great things in life. Books. 10% off my Gumroad store, which is stocked full of all kinds of great things. Coffee mugs, t-shirts. I got more t-shirts coming here in the next few weeks. And, of course, all the signed books. So, the bonus fifth episode of 9/11, I read to you the actual story, the pet goat, just like George Bush did. And we talk about the pet goat, the whole story. We fact check old S.K. Bain. Was the story about the pet goat really a Luciferian tale? Come on. Really? About a rebel goat who saves the day from the oppressive father, God the Father? Well, here's a hint for you. It's true. And I read you the whole thing. And in fact, we stumble upon something even more disturbing than that. And that's all. I'm going to leave it there to whet your appetite. So hit the links in the show notes if you want to support and get that bonus show. Now, today, we're going to talk TMZ, Illuminate Confirm, all aliens. Oops, all aliens today. We're going to talk about a show with the avatars. We're going to talk about Jersey Shore, Demi Lovato, Ozzy Osbourne, and Willie Nelson's kid. Right, we're going to do all that. And it's been a while since we've done a TMZ show. Why do I call it TMZ Illuminate? I don't know. It's stupid, isn't it? You know, it's a long... How did we get here? For a while there, many years ago, I did Illuminati Roundup post where I covered all kinds of celebrities doing all kinds of celebrity Illuminati symbolism things. And that evolved into me saying I'm the TMZ of Illuminati symbolism. Then that evolved to posting images of celebrities and saying Illuminate Confirm as a joke. Because you'll find, I don't know if it's people from other countries, I don't know if it's scammers, but a lot of people will, somehow you can get scammed on your email or your comments. Talk about Illuminate Confirm you $10 million. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Nigerian prince schemes, that kind of stuff. So yeah, today's TMZ Illuminate. Oops, all aliens. But there's been a lot going on. I mean, since the last time we've done a TMZ show. I mean, hell, in the last month. But I didn't want to break up the 9/11 experience for you. Aren't you glad it's over? Allison Mack from Nexium, she's in prison, got 3 years. Bill Cosby, he got out of prison. What the hell's happening? Rumsfeld's dead. Mr. Monsanto Man, that's what David Icke called him on Freedom Road. Because he was, in fact, was he president or vice president of Monsanto, the GMO nonsense? Big food, the big food corporations coming at us. Brittany, of course, she's still fighting to make decisions for herself. There's documentaries everywhere now. I mean, it's on Netflix. There's another one. I couldn't even find the damn thing. There's so many of them. Rolling Stone dropped the greatest 500 songs of all time, and I couldn't believe the results. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked what they had for the top 50. In fact, I talked about it on... Let me do a quick plug for my other show. I do a show called Breaking Social Norms. Maybe you've heard of it. With the lovely Mrs. Weishaupt. And we talk about that Rolling Stone Top 500. But I found it very curious. The top choices they made. In fact, I won't go further. I'll put a link in the show notes. Check it out. There's a free feed, right? You can check out the free feed. Gabby Petito? I don't know how to say her name. I don't watch the news necessarily. I'll kind of scour headlines once in a while. And then I'll watch Bill Maher. That's kind of the extent of my news. Hence the reason I don't really talk about it much. And can you really trust news websites to give you the whole truth? You got to kind of watch a few different sources to figure out what's real. But get this Gabby Petito, the missing white girl that we're arguing about whether or not we should care about her as much as we care about other people of color missing. Valid argument. But it turns out she was in, not that this means anything, okay? I guess in 2013 she released a video on YouTube about Sandy Hook. Right, we go back into the glory days of the YouTube conspiracy days, when you could talk about anything and everything. Back in 2013, she had a video called "Irreplaceable." Very creepy, right? What does that mean? Does that mean she predicted the future, that she would be unfortunately, you know, murdered? No, it's just odd. Shout out my man or woman or they or them, whatever pronoun you go by on Twitter, at I Like Big Bites. Great username. Love it. I like big bites and I cannot light. I don't know. Doesn't even make sense. R. Kelly found guilty making these girls shit in the buckets. Now he's going to go to prison looking at a life sentence. Yeah, and we're just going to spitfire for 5 more minutes, and then we're going to get deeper into some of these topics. I just have been making notes for the last month or two, like, geez, I got to talk about all this. The milk crate challenge came and went. And some conspiracy folks were posting images comparing it to the steps of Freemasonry, which I found curious. Some of them connected it to sacrifices to Moloch, which I found curious and funny. Because it looks very painful falling off of those crates. And in fact, it was funny because Yahoo actually had to fact check the article. Which tells you conspiracies are absolutely everywhere. Yahoo did an article titled, "Fact Check. No evidence the milk crate challenge is a satanic ritual." Oh, really? Some bang up journalism there. I did a show on Donnie Darko a while back, and shout out Jay St. Murder on the Patreon. He said he had a good connection, and a couple people did too. He was just the first one that messaged me about it. Jim Cunningham, Patrick Swayze's character, is JC. He is the Christ. He's the Gnostic Antichrist, right? Remember in the show, Donnie Darko even calls him the Antichrist in the movie. How do you know from not from Utah? How do you know I live in Utah without telling you I live in Utah? I called a movie a show. Yeah, fun fact. That's what they call it out here. I've now lived here long enough that I'm doing it too. Tony Hawk released a skateboard with his blood in it, just like your boy Lil Nas X did with the shoes. Now Tony Hawk didn't have all the satanic nonsense all over it, which I'm kind of like, okay, fair enough. I won't roast Tony Hawk. I mean, Lil Nas X had pentagrams and 666. That was the problem. And he was twerking on Satan, giving Satan a little twerk action. So there you go. That's kind of it. Then, yeah. That's kind of the rapid fire. Oh, also, before I forget, I'm going to do... Remember I was going to be at the Salt Lake Fan X, then I received some ominous threats for some shady folks. I will be doing that lecture. I'll just release it as a podcast. It's not going to be great. You can listen to it, though. I figure I took the time to do the whole thing, to set it all up. I'll just record the audio and publish it on the podcast feed. It's about superheroes and their occult origins. You might like it. You might like it. You're going to like it. It's going to be great. So I'll do that in October. Let's get into the big topics, the big hitters. First off, there's this show called Alter Ego, and I didn't watch it. It's more of these singing competition type shows, The Voice, American Idol, all that crap. And it uses augmented reality and avatars to perform. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Isaac, you said, oops, all aliens. This isn't aliens. And you're kind of right. But this plays into the alien phenomenon, the big occult agenda of Project Bluebeam. This is how they're going to do it. Project Bluebeam. They're perfecting the technology. They're setting up the 5G towers everywhere. They're using augmented reality to enable and facilitate the satanic antichrist alien UFO invasion. The judges include the alien herself, Grimes. She's an alien. She says she's an alien. She is baby mama to Elon Musk, who says he's an alien. And I believe him. I believe both of them. They should both go into outer space and stay there. Other guests, other hosts include Alanis Morissette, who there's a documentary coming out about her that apparently she didn't like. I don't know. Don't really care. Don't really follow her like that. Will.i.am, who I talked about for many years on the blogging golden age. Mr. Transhumanism himself. He had all kinds of transhumanism symbolism in all his videos. And Nick Lachey from, was he 98 Degrees? I don't even know. I did see Nick Lachey once in person. Fun story, if I haven't told it before. Me and Mrs. Weishaupt were at the airport catching a red eye. I think we're going back east. And I saw, and there was nobody in the terminal. And I see walking down Nick Lachey and this massive bodyguard. And I'm looking at this guy. I mean, you notice it because they have these massive bodyguards. And I'm like, who's this guy? And I'm looking at him. And this was right after he was in Utah because he was filming a High School Musical, I think. And this was right after that show he had with Jessica Simpson. And I'm like, Josie, hey, there's that guy. She's like, what guy? And I couldn't think of his name. I was like, Nick Lachey. Nick Lachey, I called him. And she's like, what? And I got her attention, and he's coming by. He's walking past me. He's like, I don't know, 20 feet away. I'm like, Nick. And I waved to him. I didn't walk towards him or anything. I waved to him. He looks over at me, doesn't wave at me, and keeps walking. I was like, you prick. I mean, come on. You act like I'm running up to you asking for a picture or something. This is before cell phones had cameras. Yes, I'm that old. I think the cell phones had cameras. I just couldn't afford it. And anyway, yeah, cool story, bro. So in this show, these performers strap on suits, and these washed-up judges, they watch the alien avatars perform. And again, I didn't watch an episode. You couldn't pay me enough to watch this garbage. But I would watch Jersey Shore, so I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But They use augmented reality, okay? And this is what you've been seeing at sporting events. If you look around on YouTube and stuff, they've been using this to simulate fake crowds. They've been using this to simulate, you know, big dragons and crap at the sports ball stadiums. I'm going to read you what it says on, I believe this came from Rolling Stone. Avatars, okay, blah, blah, blah. The result are avatars that can cry if and when the person cries. Avatars with shadows and reflections that follow them appropriately. Avatars that can appear brighter or darker depending on the lighting they're at in at the moment. Avatars that can brush their hair out of the way and blush. So you see how we're getting one step closer to the digital matrix too, right? Of course, the idea that mankind will be put into the digital matrix where we will live forever, immortally. A perfect society because they can implement the rules. Now look at the dangers of that, right? Look at how Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, they censor and tell you what you can listen to, what you can say, what you can hear, who you can follow. It's full control, which is what they want. That's what they want. And how are they going to implement this? Well, with the exponential increase in technology, if you read Ray Kurzweil's books, the guy who, I think he's still the head of engineering at Google, futurist guy, he's been around a long time, making a lot of predictions. He rightfully so predicts the exponential increase in technology using Moore's Law and all these things. And the idea he presents is that the artificial intelligence, the AI, the computational speeds increasing will result in technology surpassing mankind. And this moment in time where the robots, the alien, whatever you want to call these, the AIs, where they become smarter than man and they sort of take over is called the singularity. And that's going to happen anywhere between, I don't know, 2040, 2045, he says, something like that. And I think this is what they want. They want to eventually trap us into this digital matrix where they can control us. Everything's predictable, everything's safe, right? But you're not really living. What does that sound like? Does that ring a bell? Now, what's curious is that the singularity is a term that goes back to Neoplatonism with the fantasies of the occult. The perennial philosophy, as some called it. This goes back many hundreds of years to occult beliefs and philosophies of the perfected society. But the singularity is also a reference to God, to the true God, the Gnostic God, the monad. The symbol of the circle with the dot in the center is a reference to this exact idea. You can't depict this level of God. Now, the God in the clouds that the Christians talk about, that's the false God. That's the demiurge. That's the Yaldabaoth. You got to go levels higher. Through the Pleroma, the heavens, into the monad, the singularity, to reach godhood. Which is what they want to do. They want to put us in the matrix, and then we're supposed to be the gods. And this show, Alter Ego, is ushering that age in, basically.
Oh, boy.
I got something else here about Alter Ego. The way they're going to do this, because as you'll see on this show, the idea here is that technology will be used to incorporate into the human body. And it has noble origins, right? They're going to help people with disabilities. And the idea with Alter Ego, the show, is that they're going to have these people that can really perform and sing, but maybe their parents, like they're too old or overweight or whatever non-traditional prejudice is around their being that blocks their entry to fame. And this augmented reality is a way to work around it. And this is where we get into the idea of the holograms, right? The hologram concerts, which sound crazy. Like, who's going to pay for this? But it says it right here in the article I'm going to read to you. I think in the future we'll be using something like Google Glass, wherein the audience wears the tech and they see through it while it renders the actual avatar. Zinman says, unknowingly echoing similar sentiments made by Fitzgerald and another concert expert, Silent House CEO Baz Halpin, for the earlier piece, quote, augmented reality in that way is going to be our future. Halpin said, urging readers to imagine wearing glasses while Lady Gaga performed Rain on Me with virtual colorful rain falling from above and around the crowd. A lot of this will depend on the speed at which 5G becomes commonplace and that doesn't feel too far off. So there you go. Right in your face. 5G. Making it happen. Which I talked about. I talked about it. I did 2 episodes on that. What was it? 3 years ago now? Or if you like the written form, I've got a book, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture, the book. Get on Amazon or author narrated on Audible or go to my Gumroad store, gumroad.com/IsaacW, link in the show notes. And if you sign up for that supporter feed, you get 10% off. Pays for itself. Next, Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato has a new show called Unidentified. And if you recall, I picked on Demi Lovato back when Demi was a she/her. Now Demi is a they/them. And Demi Lovato went to... Oh, that reminds me. To plug Breaking Social Norms one more time on that episode with the greatest 500 songs on Rolling Stone, we talked about Demi Moore. Have you seen Demi Moore's plastic surgery? My God. What happened? Demi Lovato. They. Isn't this weird? I want to respect people with the pronoun thing. In fact, I used to communicate with, and this is a humble brag name drop, but like Genesis P. Ulrich, the occultist, right? Genesis died a couple years ago. And we traded a lot of emails and a lot of communication. And Genesis was the first one I know to go by the non-binaries of they and them. And I always thought it bizarre, but I respect it. I always talk to them as always addressed it as just Genesis or they, them or whatever. So, cool. The problem I'm having with Demi Lovato is I feel like they are just biting on the movement to, you know, be hip, I guess. What do I know? What do I care? Maybe Demi Lovato feels like a they. I just don't understand it. It's very strange. Because Genesis said the non-binary pronoun that Genesis desired to be called by was because Genesis believed that Genesis incorporated the soul of Lady J, who was at the time his girlfriend, and she sadly passed away. It's a fascinating documentary about Genesis P. Ulrich you can check out online. Anyhow, Demi Lovato went with Stephen Greer, Mr. Meditation, meditate the aliens into existence, and they went out in the desert like a year or two ago, and sure enough, there was some alien contact. And it apparently changed Demi Lovato's life. Which also, by the way, curious that the show is called Unidentified, when Demi Lovato has gone under the gender change of non-binary, an unidentifiable gender. Makes you wonder if there's not some kind of mixing of this. Like, if you want to go crazy with it, like, maybe there's an agenda to make people believe they're aliens. All these rappers have been talking about it for many years, saying they're aliens. Maybe that's the next thing. I identify as an alien. It could be. It could be. Crazier things have happened. Okay, so Demi Lovato says, Entertainment Weekly, I made alien contact and it was a pretty mind-blowing experience. Ever since then, I started to look into this more and I wanted to do a show about it. We were stargazing, and we tried to do this protocol where you make contact. That's the one that Stephen Greer talked about in Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. I did a show about that in 2020, and I downloaded his app. I did not try it. I do not want to... As much as I would love to see a UFO and know their existence is real, I am more of in the camp of their demonic spirits. Let me take that back. They're spirits that could be demonic. It could be angelic. It could be demonic. And I don't want to roll those dice. I believe there's entities existing in other realms. I don't necessarily need to see the aliens to believe in them. Therefore, I will not be evoking them through Stephen Greer's Enochian app. Whatever. Okay, Demi says, We were stargazing, and we tried to do this protocol where you make contact, and all of a sudden, something showed up directly above us in the sky. Huge lights that made a question mark, almost, in the sky, before an illuminated figure disappeared. I realized then that my life was probably going to change in a spiritual way, because I have a spiritual connection to this journey as well. The article says, if you ask Lovato, who is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns, they will tell you that aliens are actually living among us. Quote, they are very caring, very intelligent beings that are just looking out for the best interest of our planet. Very strange. Then Demi was discussing their experiences contacting aliens on a different article here. The 29-year-old pop star claims they once had a close encounter with extraterrestrial beings in Joshua Tree, California, and the out-of-this-world experience was mind-blowing. We went out into the desert in Joshua Tree, and I basically saw this blue orb that was about 50 feet away, maybe less, and it was kind of floating above the ground, just like 10 or 15 feet, and it was kind of keeping its distance from me. It was a beautiful and incredible experience. The Disney Channel's alum's anecdote came while promoting their upcoming Peacock series, Unidentified with Demi Lovato. According to Lovato, they are attempting to uncover the truth about the UFO phenomenon. Demi Lovato went on to say that their encounter changed the way they see the world. You have an inkling, and then all of a sudden that inkling is confirmed. It changes your reality for sure. Now, we see here the seeds being planted of this spiritual experience. They're starting to connect the dots from aliens existing to aliens being the new spirituality, the new religion, the religion of science. Because here's what happens. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether it's right or wrong, they want to get rid of the Abrahamic faiths, the big religions. They need to get rid of them and replace them with the cold hard facts of science, the logic of science. Trust the science. And once they do that, what's left? You got atheism, and people don't want that because we are spiritual creatures. We need something to fill that void. That void will be filled with the alien religion, which eventually will reveal itself to be a Luciferian religion of the fallen angel. Come at me, bro. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Next, Jersey Shore. Even the Jersey Shore is getting in on the aliens. Oh, my God. Say it ain't so. You know, I've been to Seaside Heights. It's actually got a very nice... The beach is very nice. The boardwalk is very nice. But like every other Jersey beach town hotel... The hotels, from what I recalled many years ago, were left a lot to be desired. Now, let's see here. Okay. During a recent episode of her podcast, It's Happening with Snooki and Joey, co-hosted by Joey Camasta, Polizzi, that's Snooki, discussed her passion for the supernatural and aliens. Another side note. I got a lot of side notes for you. I watched the first season of Jersey Shore, and after the first season, there was a website where you could hire Snooki to come party with you, and it was only like $5,000. And the people I hung out with back then, we all joked that we should do it, but of course we had nowhere near $5,000 to spend on it, which is a real bummer. That would have been fun. During the podcast episode uploaded August 27th, Polizzi discussed the Necrophonic app, which she explained is trending on TikTok. She shared that she has been trying to be a medium and was interested in using the app. Quote, "It's basically an app that you can hear the spirits speaking, so then once they speak, it actually tells you what they're saying. So a lot of people are going into cemeteries and they're putting this app on, which by the way is $9.99, so I feel like it's a scam. I don't believe this shit because I feel like it's not real, but who knows? I feel like the reviews make me question it. Like, make me want to buy it, but I don't know." Very curious. I'll keep reading. Camasta encouraged his co-star to purchase the Necrophonic app and compared it to the CE5 contact app, which singer Demi Lovato has promoted. So there's your connections, right? Just talked about Stephen Greer and his CE5 app, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. According to the app's detail page on Google Play, CE5 Contact provides instructions and tools to assist you in making peaceful contact with extraterrestrial civilizations, as well as locating others in the area interested in making contact. Polizzi then reveals she believes she is getting abducted by aliens and explained that she has an unusual scab. This is all just a joke, right? She says, "I woke up the other night and I felt like there were aliens outside. Then I looked at my arm the next day and had this weird freaking like circle, what's it called, a scab. And I was like, what the hell? I don't remember falling or like getting that." She revealed she decided to investigate the mark. Quote, "I googled alien marks and it literally looked like that. So I'm like, great. They stuck something in there and I don't remember it. So then I peeled off the scab the other day and it wasn't even bleeding. Now I have this weird mark on my arm. I don't know what it's from." So there you go. Snooki downloaded this app, made contact, and now they're messing with her. Am I being hyperbolic? Maybe. I don't know. But this is the concern I have with the entertainment industry piquing the interest of many folks out there to make contact. I talked to this story many times. I was ghost hunting back in 99, back before it was on TV, back before it was cool. Before I even knew what it was, it sounded like some crazy nonsense. And sure enough, I saw and heard enough and experienced enough that I was like, nope, not doing that anymore. And that's what I think all of this does, like a Ouija board, right? It's about the intention. It's just a conduit. Like, who makes the thing? Milton Bradley makes the Ouija board. Like, they're not, you know, passing through a satanic church. It doesn't matter. It's the intention of the person. So the virtual Ouija board, these apps, are doing the same thing. And it's all connected. It's all the same thing. Making contact with a ghost, making contact with aliens, making contact with summoning demons. It's all the same thing. This is just magic in a repackaged form, setting the intention of the magician. All right, Willie Nelson, he's got a kid. We got two more topics and then we're already done. Look at this. Willie Nelson's son, Lucas Nelson. This is back in July. During the COVID-19 lockdown, Lucas Nelson was looking up to the sky for motivation, understanding, and encouragement. What he found was the inspiration for his latest album, A Few Stars Apart. In a recent interview with Cody Allen, the conversation took an astronomical twist, and the two found themselves discussing alien life forms. "I definitely believe that the government has no idea," laughs Lucas as he responds to Cody's question of the government releasing its recent UFO report. "I think that they definitely want us to believe in ETs because it allows them to experiment with their technology, you know. when everyone says, "What was that? A UFO?" Okay, well, that distracts them from what they were actually testing on. They probably do have a lot of crazy technology that we don't know about at the moment. I think it's pretty much a guarantee that life is out there in the universe, just from the fact that the building blocks of life are out there. The planets next to us are made up of similar elements. The periodic table of elements span the universe. So Willie Nelson's son is co-opting the religion of science here. And again, I'm not here to tell you what's right or wrong. Maybe they're right. But the idea here is that science has the answers. And science proves us there's aliens everywhere. You hear it all the time. Oh, the universe is so big. It's expanding all the time. It's so infinitely large. There's aliens absolutely everywhere. The universe is crawling with aliens. We just can't see them. They're just not here. They're everywhere else except for right here. And I don't know the answer to this, folks. I don't know if the aliens are here or not. I think that they're interdimensional. Until I catch something otherwise, I'm going with interdimensional, not interstellar. Finally, Ozzy Osbourne. His kids have been doing shows, right? They're doing paranormal shows on Discovery now. They've always been interested in the supernatural. But he was on Ozzy's Boneyard, shout out SiriusXM. And he says, there's a lot, I can't even do an Ozzy impersonation, otherwise I would, to try to spice this up. There's a lot coming, I can't even do it. There's a lot coming out now, and there's stuff that they're releasing now. The film of the fighter pilots, I mean, it's fucking real. Have you seen these things? I was a non-believer, but I'm leaning towards that being real now. And the reason why they do not tell us is because if they told us about other things on other planets, is that would F the religions and everything up. They all cannot be false. The 72-year-old rocker believes alien encounters in the past would have explained away as religious experience. He said, when you go back into the biblical times when something came and you did not know what it was, or you did not know how things were flying, you saw something you would think it was effing God. Then he said, when I was in one of the rehabs, this one kid read a chapter from the Bible and it sounds like an effing alien spaceship. If Ozzy himself were to encounter an alien, he'd be terrified. He said, I would not make a sudden effing move, that's for sure. But he wouldn't be open to an anal probe. Asked about, this is what the article says, asked if he'd be open to the possibility, he quipped, no, but I know a few people who would and be happy about it. And the Black Sabbath singer worries about what would happen if aliens made an unexpected visit in the U.S. He said, we come in peace, bang. What would happen if they land in America where everyone has an effing gun? So what Ozzy is floating here is some of the ancient aliens theory. And this isn't the first time. I know a lot of people in my personal life that believe fully in the ancient alien hypothesis. And I find it very intriguing. No clue. There's been a lot of things that they've said that have been proven wrong. If you watch Ancient Aliens Debunked by Chris White, if you can still find it, it was on YouTube for a long time. It's like 3 hours. He debunks a lot of that stuff. Jason Colavito has a blog. He debunks every single episode of Ancient Aliens ever done. There's holes in the ancient alien argument too. But that doesn't matter. It's what they want. They need it. They need the new alien invasion to get us into a global government or the Matrix or the Singularity, just like the Alter Ego show is showing us how great it is. It's the transhumanism movement. The transhumanism movement is tied in with the alien invasion. It's all connected. And what's curious to me is that I don't think the events from 2020, the thing that will never go away, I don't think that it went as well as they thought it would. I think that a lot of people have dug their heels in very deeply into not trusting some of these institutions that we've been led to trust for many years, that we probably did a lot more so in the past than in the present. And I think that spells big problems. Big trouble in little China. No pun intended. So there you go. That's the whole spiel. That's the TMZ. Oops, all aliens. We're all caught up. And if you want more, again, I got 9/11 Part 5. A bonus only for the supporters on the Gumroad. I'm sorry, not the Gumroad. Jeez Louise. Patreon, Rockfin, or the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. Link in the show notes. You know the drill. You get rid of all the commercials. You get the bonus stuff. I'm also going to work on... there's some stuff I got on the radar for the next 3 months. You want to hear about it? We're going to do... I got guests coming on the show. I'm reading their books as we speak. We're going to do... Spring Breakers. If you haven't seen Spring Breakers, we're going to do a film analysis of that. I plan on... here's some stuff I'm planning on. You know, sometimes I get ideas or people will say, hey, check this out, or hey, do a show on this. And I'll jot it down. And over the following weeks, if it snowballs and creates something I can make a show about, I will do it. So here's some stuff that's in the works that may or may not happen. Don't hold me to it. For Halloween this year, I want to do a top Halloween occult movies list. Top 10. What's it going to be? It's going to be me talking about movies. That's about it. Just for fun. You like fun, don't you? I also want to do a Hocus Pocus film analysis. Why? Because no one's done it. I'm going to do it. I hate the movie. Mrs. Weishaupt loves Hocus Pocus. Like any beautiful goddess female out there, they all love the Hocus Pocus. I plan on doing... I bought the sequel to Rocky Horror Picture Show, Shock Treatment, which you wouldn't believe how difficult it was for me to find a copy of this damn thing. Well, I bought a DVD of it, like an old loser, and I gotta sit there and watch it on a TV screen. I'm gonna do an analysis of that if I can, because my man emailed me and said he would sing a song for us if I did it, so I'm definitely making him do that. And yeah, I got that Comic-Con or FanX lecture I'm gonna do. Yeah, it's gonna be wild. Stay subscribed to the show. Lots of hot action coming. And then, of course, I don't know if I'm going to get these done in time. I want to do all the Matrix movies. Film analysis of all the Matrix movies. Tons of information, though. I mean, this is a whole book. You could do a whole book on these movies, which I'd like to do. But I don't know if I want to do it. All in preparation for Matrix 4 coming out in December. My goodness. The hot girl summer is over. Stay subscribed to the show. Leave a review. I'm going to read all the reviews October 31st, and then I'm not reading them ever again. So if you got anything you want to tell me, put down a 5 stars and I'll read it. Put it on Apple Podcast is where I'd like them. Because the other ones, I can't always track them all down. They're kind of a pain in the ass. But thank you for your support. Thanks for listening. Till next time, stay woke.